1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM. After 48 years broadcasting on KLEM and a total of 51 years in the industry, Denny Callahan has decided to retire. Denny, it's a lot of ball games under your belt, a lot of radio shifts. So do you remember the first day you started in broadcasting? You remember what that was like?
Yeah, I do. I did a golf tournament, actually, in Grinnell, my first job. And I came here, and it was Little League Baseball. Bob Bitterly took me under his wing and had me off to a Little League tournament over in, Jefferson, Iowa. And we got rained out, so I spent the night. It's one of the few times at that point in my young married life I spent a night away from my bride. So had a one-year-old daughter at home. So
when you started in radio, you had just recently been married right before you got started or right after? Or,
Just a few months after I started,
so
I guess.
Jerry's been by your side every day since on a lot of these games and a lot of the things that you've done over the years. And then you mentioned coming to KLEM. This building that we're in now was brand spanking new, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just a few months you'd been in here, just a couple months, I think. So I didn't ever get in the building out there by the highway. Mm-hmm. But you guys, you and Dave Grossnider were just high school kids then.
Yeah, I wasn't here in those days. Dave Grossnider probably was, and I started probably 2 or 3 years after that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of years of walking in that back door and going into your office and covering all the different things you've covered besides sports, a lot of different things you've covered over the years in broadcasting, and I'm sure you probably got more of favorite memories than you could even recall right now.
Yeah. So. Over 50 years, I've seen a lot of the most special moments in Lamar's sports history, and I've had a chance to call those, and I've done championship games in all of the major sports, really, in the state. I've done volleyball, I've done state title games in basketball, baseball, football, so I've been blessed in that way. I've seen a lot of great athletes come through the turnstiles here, seen the scoring records at all the schools here in town broken. So, yeah, it's been a fun ride. A lot of great memories.
A lot of championship games. Of course, you've made a lot of friends and connections when you'd go to these tournaments with broadcasters over the years, and you've seen a lot of them come and go, too.
Yeah, really have. How could we ever forget things like Kiss the Pig contests? Some of those fun events we get involved in
different
sometimes.
Things, taco eating contests and things like that.
Dave Gross and I had a burrito eat-off.
I remember that,
out of Typhee. So how did we ever get started with something like that?
A lot of Plymouth County fairs and things like that are all part of it. And, of course, usually when the fair was going on, some team in the county was making it down to state, so you'd end up going to state games and then coming back and wrapping up the fair usually the last night of the fair. So
I've had a chance to call state title games for some of the area schools too. All of the Plymouth County schools have made state tournament trips under my watch and got a chance to be a part of that. I've seen a lot of special moments for a lot of kids, and that's, I think, what I'll take away from this with some of the greatest pleasure. I've had a small little part in telling their story.
I didn't even realize this, that when you first got here, a lot of those students, they're probably grandparents now.
Yeah,
some of
I'm
the
in
kids
a third generation of ball players now, so been around a while.
And I guess, you know, a lot of the things that you said, you know, I'm sure there's certain things you won't miss, like getting home at midnight and getting up at 5 in the morning to get in and do a shift, but a lot of the things that like you say, some of it, I suppose, you know, it's thinking, oh, I don't know if I'll miss that or not. But as you do it, there'll be things like, oh, I didn't think I'd miss that much. So
yeah, it's with mixed emotion I'm making this decision. But it's just time. My family has forfeited a lot of time with me, and it's just time to give back to them. I got a grandson that's a pretty good basketball player in Southern Missouri that I haven't seen play yet. So he's got another year of high school. I want to get out and see him. And I mean, good health, but some health concerns that I need to address. And
everything starts breaking down after a while.
This radio life isn't really conducive to living a real healthy lifestyle. So I just need to stop and make sure that I get better health. Take care of my health a little bit better.
That's one thing I was thinking of over all the years. There have been, I know your anniversary, a lot of times you were doing games and just a lot of family things that got missed because of your obligations and dedication to that. So that will probably be one of the biggest things. It's like, hey, I don't have to worry about this now. I can go to this event.
And I can't thank my family enough for letting me do this job and do it the way I wanted to do it. And I know sometimes they felt like they were second in my life. But
I would guess in the last 5 years, at least, they've been saying, when are you going to stop this? You know, and it's not an easy thing to do. You know, it's not easy just to stop and do something you've been doing every day of your life since you were, like you say, 21, 22 years old.
The reaction of all three of my kids when I called them and told them what my decision was the exact same word. What?
Didn't believe it, huh?
Wouldn't believe it.
And it's close to April 1st, so maybe we'll see. See if this is all just a big practical joke or not.
My kids said that they thought there was significance that I was doing it around April Fool's Day. No, well, it's for real. And it's everybody knew, me too, that this day was coming, and it's time to go.
Yep. And as we were talking about the different things, and as people start to find out about, you know, there's a couple people I know that had found out, and they'd say, well, I guess we knew this day was coming. You know, everybody gets to the point where they're going to retire. But I'm sure there'll be a lot of great memories, a lot of people coming, seeing you, you know, here. Because as far as we know, you're sticking around town for a little while anyway.
Sure,
huh?
So. Plan to do a little traveling. Yeah. But I came into this business with one simple goal. I wanted to be the guy to tell everybody, there's no school today.
And that's kind of almost over with now. Everybody just gets it on a text now. So
Dave, I pass that torch on to you now.
Like I said, I don't think it's as big a deal as the phone. The phones don't ring quite as much as they used to a few years ago.
I used to make me when I was a kid, and now I'm the guy who gets to tell everybody that.
Well, congratulations doesn't seem like quite enough to say after such a stellar career, but time now to start enjoying some of the other things in life, and I'm sure sports will continue to be a big part of your life because there's just no walking away from a lot of that. But it's been a great ride, I'm sure, and it's nice to go out on top, I'd say.
But now when we have 46 below wind chills, I don't have to leave the house.
Or maybe even find some sunshine a few times for the winter. So,
hey, it's been good working with you guys here at Clem. And,
like I say, I don't think...
Got to miss you immensely.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll still see each other around. Yep. So, and there may be a few phone calls at 6 in the morning say, where do I find this? I don't remember where you put that. So, well, congratulations and well-deserved retirement. And it's been great ride, and we'll continue to see each other down the road.
Okay. So, all right. You're next.
That's well, we'll see. Let's see if that's even allowed. So Denny Callahan's retirement coming up here, the April 2nd, I guess, will be officially the last day. So congratulations to Denny, and that's our program for today. Okay.